The following is a paid program on this station.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Here we are. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is with me. Dr. Yardley, my wife has a certain sensitivity to some perfumes. They're very, you know, it's a chemical sensitivity where it's just overwhelming to her, particularly if somebody uses a little bit too much. I know that's a relatively common thing in today's society, sensitivity to chemicals. Talk to me about how what you do can have an impact on that. Because when I first heard that, I thought, well, I was a little skeptical because, come on, the brain-body connection, how does that line up with sensitivity to a given chemical or odor?
Well, I think everyone has a certain level of sensitivity to chemicals and to our environment.
Sure.
The problem is not that sensitivity. Our problem is how our body responds to it. And let me give you an example.
Okay.
Like, for instance, now, some people have a heightened sensitivity to a thing called ragweed pollen.
Right.
And so, you know, when they get exposed to it, they start having a runny nose, runny eyes, they get this irritation, and life is quite miserable for them.
Yeah, big run on the histamines there going through their body.
Well, yeah, and so what they would say is that I'm sensitive to ragweed pollen. But the thing is, the person next to them is experiencing the same ragweed pollen, and it's not causing that in them. So it's how the body responds to it. And the way the body responds is it produces a chemical called histamine, as you pointed out.
Right.
You see, and if it produces too much of that histamine, in other words, it's an aberrant, abnormal response.
If you overreact, sure.
Then you get the runny nose and the eyes and everything else. So everyone's producing the histamine.
Right.
It's just some people are producing too much of it.
Okay.
Why? Why is that happening to them and it's not happening to others?
Wait a minute. You're not going to come here and tell me that at the Yardley Institute, you can make people throw away their Claritin, you can cure allergies.
Well, first of all, we don't cure allergies. We do have people that throw away the Claritin, and that's okay.
But when you say you don't cure, then what is it you do?
Well, you have to normalize the body's chemical response. You see, the body is responding aberrantly. Why is it responding aberrantly? One of the possibilities is a compromised brain-body connection. And so if you correct that, now the body starts responding normally. And if that's the thing that's causing it for those people, they now function normally.
When you talk about the brain-body connection, you're talking about, aren't you talking about the bones and stuff? I mean, or are you talking about something else?
We are talking about the relationship between the head and how it sits on the neck and how that impacts the neurology of what's going on and how that neurology impacts body chemistry.
So you're talking about nerves.
Yes.
You're talking about
chemical responses.
I see.
Like, you know, one of the most tragic conditions that we see are people that have chemical sensitivities. And it really affects their lives. It affects the buildings they can go into, the buildings that they can live in. I mean, there are people that have to, you know, control the carpet that they buy, the paint that they put on the wall, because their body is so extremely sensitive. And over the years, I've seen a large number of people coming in with a chemical sensitivity. The amazing thing is many of them, once they get the brain-body connection, they start responding more naturally. A lot of these issues reduce 80, 90%. In fact, I had a case that came to me, this is probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and she is actually the daughter of a massage therapist, probably one of the foremost massage therapists in the state of Washington.
Okay, the daughter of a massage therapist.
Yeah, yeah. And so she'd been referred to me by her mother.
Okay.
She had a lot of difficulty when she first came in, just living, dealing with things. And we found a compromised brain-body connection.
Are you saying that she had this chemical sensitivity?
Yes.
Now, when you say difficulty, let me just take a moment with that.
Sure.
This is chemical sensitivity is not something that the average person experiences. And it's, you would agree certainly that the average person sometimes is not as sympathetic to somebody who's suffering from this kind of thing. It's because you can't see it.
No, you can't.
It's how somebody experiences their environment, and that's a really hard thing to explain to someone.
Not only explain, but it's really hard for their family members to appreciate how difficult that is for them and what they're actually going through.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when we have these cases, we try and get the spouse in so that we can go over what we're finding and they can develop an understanding of why their significant other is living the way that they are, and then the price they have to pay for it.
Okay, I interrupted your story. She came to you at the Yardley Institute. You did your procedure.
Yeah, and we found a compromised brain-body connection. And so we corrected that, and we were taking care of her, and it was quite amazing to me a few months later when I had the opportunity to sit down with her and have her go through and rate the changes and improvements, that she reported an 80% improvement in her response to chemical sensitivity.
That's amazing. What would cause that? I mean, it's not the bones. It's that area. What you've talked about this before.
Yes.
The bundle of nerves. What, at the base of your skull?
Yes, the connection between the brain and the body. There is a relationship between how the head sits on the neck, and if that gets compromised, even by a few millimeters, then that starts creating short circuits. So certain areas of the body begin to respond aberrantly. And one of the things a lot of people don't realize, histamine is produced by the tissues and the sinuses and throughout the body, not actually necessarily within the brain, but it's controlled by the brain. And so if you've got a compromised brain-body connection, you start producing too much histamine. And guess what you do? You take an antihistamine.
That's right.
To neutralize it.
That's
and
right.
Guess what the body does with that? It says, well, now we don't have enough histamine. Let's produce even more. So you start creating problems with that.
You're amazing. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., is the head of the Yardley Institute. Yeah, you can find out more at yardleyinstitute.org. But you know what? If that sounds good to you, and I'm betting it probably does, why don't you contact the Yardley Institute, 866-529-1105. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally next. Stay here on AM 770, The Truth.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Dr. Yardley, let's talk about hypertension, high blood pressure. What is that?
Hypertension is when the blood pressure of a person starts moving into levels that are above what's considered a healthy range. Normally, if the top number goes above 140 towards 150, it's considered borderline. Above 150 is too high. The bottom number, 90 to 95, is borderline. Above 95 is too high. And associated with that is the risk of damaging your kidneys, possibly having a stroke. It's just not a good thing to continually have high blood pressure.
So can your procedure actually have an impact on high blood pressure? You can't cure it because you don't cure anything.
That's true. We do not cure anything. What we deal with is the brain-body connection. But interestingly, the brain-body connection has been shown to connect with primary hypertension in a surprisingly high number of cases.
So is there a study or something that indicates that?
There was. There was a study that was published in what is the most prestigious journal for hypertension, and that is the Journal of Human Hypertension. And they published a study April of 2007. In this particular study, they took 50 people and took them off the hypertensive medications, and then half of them received a sham correction, and the other half received an actual correction of the brain-body connection.
So that's called a blind study. They had
yes.
And this was done through a medical school?
Yeah, it was done through the University of Chicago Medical School. So it was monitored by a complete medical team, and they just had one clinician who was trained in this particular procedure that provided the actual corrections.
Okay, so you had one group out of the 50 studied who got the sham correction, and then you had the other group that got the real deal.
Yes, and you know what a sham correction is? Because not everyone knows that.
Please.
It's actually when the patient thinks they're getting the correction,
right,
but actually they're not.
Okay, so what were the results of the study?
The results of the study showed that the group that received the sham correction, there was absolutely no change in their blood pressure whatsoever.
Okay.
The other group, their blood pressure dropped the equivalent of not one, but two hypertensive medications.
That's a significant drop. Can you ballpark the percentage for me? Sounds like a big drop.
It was a big drop, and it was quite amazing, enough so that certainly they chose to publish it in this particular journal.
Okay, so if you get that kind of result, and you see those kinds of results, and you see that in a very prestigious medical journal, I would assume, given the amount of time that you've practiced, that you probably have some examples of people who have had similar similar results with hypertension treatment in chatting or in going through your procedure.
And that's true. You know, those of us that have been doing this work for decades already knew the results of the study because we see it every day in our practice.
Really?
But, you know, to get it published like that really adds a lot of credibility to it. It reinforces what we do find, and it kind of helps get the word out because you can pick this kind of study up on WebMD. But I had a case that came to see me here about 3-4 years ago. This was a 67-year-old female, and she was dealing with high blood pressure. She'd had it for 15 to 20 years, and
wow.
She was controlling it with medication.
Okay.
And so she appreciated the importance of getting the brain-body connection corrected, and she reported just a few months into her care that she was now reducing her hypertensive medication by 50%, and her blood pressure was doing 50% better.
Now, did she do that under the care of a doctor?
Yes, because we don't make recommendations with regards to meds.
Right, sure you don't.
However, further down the road, when she'd been under care about a year, she reported that she was off the meds completely and her blood pressure was 95% better.
So she goes through your procedure. She lines up the brain and the body. And then through the care of her physician over a period of time, she's reducing her meds and she sees a dramatic change in her condition.
Yes, in that she was able to get off the medication and have normal blood pressure, which there are side effects to the medication.
Sure.
I mean, they're important to take if there's nothing else you can do. But keep in mind that the actual cause of the hypertension is not being addressed by the meds. What the meds are doing, they're forcing the blood pressure down to help protect you from further damage. A gentleman by the name of Joseph, who came to see me back in 08, mm-hmm. He was 64, and he was dealing with blood pressure that was all over the map. It was high, it was low, it was just uncontrollable.
Okay.
And once again, he came to us to get a correction of his brain-body connection, which is what we provided, and he reported just a few months later that his blood pressure was coming down a lot, quote-unquote, is what he said. It was starting to normalize.
Okay, now, people who are listening to this, if you just dropped in, you might mistakenly think that, oh, they're talking about a cure for hypertension. And that's not at all what we're talking about, because, Dr. Yardley, you don't cure hypertension, do you?
We don't cure anything. The body heals itself.
Well, explain what that means.
It means that the body needs no help, just no interference. And one of the major interferences, not the only, but one of the major is this compromised brain-body connection. And that's what we do, and we do it very well.
When you say the brain-body connection, you mean the alignment between the spine and the skull?
Yes, right at the very top of the neck. There is a vertebrae. It's a round washer-like vertebrae called the atlas.
Yeah.
And sitting on it, this is this big blob, this thing we call a head. And if they're not lined up right, which can happen as a result of forceps being used in the delivery process,
sure.
Bungee jumping, especially if the rope breaks, these kind of things can result in damage in this area, which most people don't even realize they have.
If the rope breaks was a joke, in case you missed.
Yeah, but it has happened.
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Before I say another word, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. I am here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of moments here, we're going to talk to Lisa, one of your patients. She has a fascinating story to tell about just a sense of well-being, anxiety, and it tracks back to an injury she received some number of years ago. So let's get her on here and find out what her story is. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So Lisa, I want to kind of go back in time here a little bit. Can you tell us where this all started for you? My understanding is there was a concussion and that led to some stuff. Tell us your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the last couple of years, I had been experiencing a lot of anxiety. My husband actually was a patient of Dr. Yardley's, and for years, I would say probably about 4 years, he kept telling me, you have to go and see him, you have to go and see him, because I had been, you know, going to psychiatrists and things like that to try to, you know, conquer this anxiety, and just nothing was working. They wanted to just load me up with prescriptions, and that wasn't really what I wanted to do, so at the advice of my husband, came in and saw Dr. Yardley, just did a consultation to see what he could do to help me out.
So now, how did this manifest itself in your life? Did you have any, like, physical ailments, things that you felt, maybe your neck, your upper back? What kind of was going on there? Issues with your back or headaches or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So just as a result of the anxiety of itself, I was constantly feeling tension in my mid to upper back. I was going for regular massages, which would help for a couple of days, and then would come back. And then I would say probably one of the most frustrating thing was just I would have constant headaches, really just in the back of my head, you know, my eyes, stress headaches, and things like that. So,
Lisa, two questions for you. One, what caused you to hesitate or not listen to the wisdom of your husband? And two, what motivated you to finally take that step?
Honestly, just being stubborn, just feeling like how could something like that possibly affect the way that I'm feeling mentally. To me, I thought it's psychological, it can't be physical, there's no way. But, you know, after trying everything else and, you know, I'm like, I have nowhere else to go. So that's what finally made me listen to my smart husband.
So, Lisa, you finally got into Dr. Yardley. You did the initial consultation. You became a candidate for care. He did the first treatment with you. What was that like?
It was actually a breeze. So I was a little bit concerned. I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, Dr. Yardley had explained it pretty well, but, you know, just never having done it before, I wasn't sure. But it was seamless. I mean, there was no pain at all. You could barely even tell that anything was going on.
And so after your initial adjustment and for some time after you're under treatment, when did you start noticing a change in regards to your anxiety and that your complaints about your neck and your headaches and all of that?
Almost immediately, actually. So I would say, you know, it took a couple of days for that, you know, kind of out of it feeling to pass. But to be honest, I felt like I was already feeling like that a little bit anyway, just as a result of the anxiety. So it wasn't something that was, you know, interfered with my daily life or the ability to do what I needed to do. But I would say that just after a few days, it started to go away. And it's funny because now when I feel like I could potentially be out of place or anything like that, the anxiety is the first thing I start to feel. I can recognize it right away just because of how quickly it actually disappeared to begin with.
Well, let's talk about that. Where are you today? Let's talk about your neck and your upper back. How are they? How are your headaches?
Great, actually. So I have really experienced almost no anxiety. Like I said, there are some times where it starts to come back a little bit. And of course, now my first thought is I have to go back in to see Dr. Yardley because I'm out of place. But the tension in my back is pretty much gone. I treated myself to a birthday massage, and instead of having them focus all on that one place, the middle of my back, it was nice just to be able to relax as opposed to relieve that tension. But the anxiety is virtually gone. The headaches are pretty much gone.
So how's your quality of life these days?
Much better, much better. Aside from just the anxiety and headaches and things like that, I just feel so much more alert. I can concentrate better at work. I feel like I have more energy. And just honestly, I feel like a different person. The way that I even communicate with people has changed. I feel more compelled to even just have open and honest conversations with people without that anxiety kind of taking hold of me and altering what I might want to say. I do feel like it's truly a life-changing experience.
So, Lisa, what would be your advice to someone who might be dragging their heels?
I would say just be informed. Don't necessarily feel like you have to be, you know, if there's something that's bothering you from a medical perspective that you have to go see, you know, an MD and get pumped full of prescriptions. I would say just be informed and just give it a shot. I mean, you have absolutely nothing to lose.
And have you appropriately apologized and thanked your husband for his wisdom?
actually, I got him back in there to see Dr. Yardley because he had been dragging his
heel
for a couple
years. Yes.
Well, Lisa, it has been a delight to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time with us.
Yes. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yes, of course. Thank you for everything.
You take care and have a good day now, okay?
You too.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Another terrific example of what can happen when you restore the brain and body connection. And that's what they do at the Yardley Institute. Now, perhaps you've been listening and you've been wondering if you are a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Well, there's really only one way to find out, and that's to pay them a visit at the Yardley Institute.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
We are back, and let me just take a second to say thank you for joining us. We know your time is very valuable, and we are delighted that you're sharing some time here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. from the Yardley Institute. Dr. Yardley, when we talk about the care that you provide, let's talk about underlying principle. What is the basic idea that drives what you do at the Yardley Institute?
You know, the single underlying principle would be that the default setting for the body is to heal itself.
Okay.
And that's what keeps us alive. That's what causes a cut to heal. That's what makes a baby grow in us when a woman gets pregnant. What we find is that the body always seeks to do the very best it can with the resources that are available to it. And this process of doing that is known as adaption. I see x-rays on people. I see x-rays on people every day, and they've been told that they have arthritis in their back or in their neck or in other parts of the body. They've been told it's age, that nothing can be done about it, expected
right.
to get worse with time.
Very common.
Exactly. And you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You do that, you believe that, you will get that. It doesn't have to be true. But it will be true if you do that. So does it have to be that way? Well, for many, the answer is no, and they would say thankfully no.
Really?
Yes. We're raised in a society to believe that disease care is all that works. Many of us are finding out differently. As Frank would say, think different.
You mean think differently. We've had this conversation.
No. I deliberately put it that way because I knew we had. We are programmed to believe that we should wait until we're broke, injured, or things are not working right. And then ask ourselves the question, what are we going to do about it now? Now, you know that if you've got a horse, let's say a horse fenced into a paddock, and you want to keep him there, but the gate's open. Now, if you want to keep the horse in the paddock, is it that best achieved by closing the gate before or after the horse is out? The disease care approach is waiting until the horse is out.
That's
right. And then closing the gate and then trying to find the horse.
When things are going real badly, that's the time you turn around and try and solve the problem.
That's right.
And you end up containing the problem as opposed to doing the correction that you need.
Right. And thankfully, as a society, we've learned not to do that in the way that we raise our kids, in the way that we handle our finances. Mm-hmm. But regrettably, when it comes to our health, this is too often the programming that we have and the programming that we live by.
Sure.
Compromise in the brain-body connection is a little known, virtually indetectable impediment to the body's very effective healing systems. When we talk about that, we're talking about the pressure of three pieces of paper.
That tiny.
When you're dealing with a structure so delicate as that brain-body connection, that little pressure can be all the difference between a miserable life and a fun life.
You know, it's funny because when we talk about why people procrastinate and why people become skeptical, that all by itself, that idea that that tiny correction can make all the difference, sometimes people just have a hard time wrapping their head around that.
Right. But you know, half a teaspoon of sugar in the bloodstream is the difference between sanity and insanity. That's how wonderfully balanced the human body is.
Okay.
So once we realize that, then that's what we're living with, whether we realize it or not, whether
right.
we like it or not.
Sure.
That's what we're living with. What it does is it disrupts communications on so many different levels. And unless the person is able to access the expertise delivered at the institute, then they're sentenced to living a life that is much less than it really should and could be.
So what you're really talking about is by correcting the brain and body connection, you are unleashing the body's potential in a huge way to heal itself.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So our facility is in Kent. Now, yesterday, I was giving the first adjustment to a couple, both of them from Union, Washington.
Whoa, that's the Hood Canal. That's a long way away.
It is. It's right in the middle of it's about an hour and a half drive
Easy.
Each way.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the traffic's good. At the same time, I was taking care of another woman that had flown down from Alaska. She had Bell's palsy. Shortly after that, I was adjusting another lady, and she was from Port Orchard.
Okay. All of those are long drives to get to Kent.
Right. And then last week, I had a teacher fly up from San Francisco to get adjusted.
The moral of those stories is?
Is that you know, when it comes to your health, try putting a price on it. I mean, it's something that's worth traveling the distance.
Acid reflux, arthritis, asthma, headaches, migraines, vertigo, hypertension. All of those things are things that people live with.
Mm-hmm. And could be helped, can be helped many times by getting the brain-body connection corrected.
And giving the body the opportunity to do what?
To heal itself.
Boy, that's turning everything upside down, Dr. Yardley.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm thinking that if this is making sense to you, maybe you should go check it out at the Yardley Institute. Find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Now, if you call right now, we've got a special deal for you. You'll get a $148 value. You just need to prepay with a credit card. That $148 value will be just $38. That's for the initial consult and the testing. Now, real quick, Dr. Yardley, tell us about the testing. What's the purpose of that?
The purpose is to define if there is a compromise in the brain-body connection and if, therefore, you might be helped by the work that we do.
And so there are a series of metrics that you do, right?
That's right, yes. Not everyone is a candidate for care.
866-529-1105. 866-529-1105.
Don't procrastinate. Don't keep living with the pain. Don't keep putting it off. Make an appointment. I would love the opportunity to sit down and talk with you.
Now, stay right there. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., right here on AM 770 KTTH.
Now, more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Dr. Yardley, a condition that I've heard you talk about in the past, you've seen it more than you used to see it, is neuropathy. And I'm a little bit confused about what neuropathy is exactly. Can you kind of fill us in on that?
Neuropathy is a condition that's usually manifest by pain, numbness, sometimes tingling. It usually occurs in the extremities, most often in the feet and in the legs. Historically, it's been seen in people that come down with diabetes and occurs as a result of nerve damage. But as our population has been aging over the last 5 years or so, I've been seeing more and more people coming in that are non-diabetic, mm-hmm. that have been diagnosed with it. And regrettably, there's no solution medically for it. Medically, there's nothing they can do.
Some other doctor can't cure neuropathy?
That's exactly right. There's no drug for it. There's nothing that's going to fix it, you see.
Well, does your procedure cure it?
No, my procedure doesn't cure anything. But quite often, when we reconnect the brain with the body, we find that the body's inherent healing ability, if the damage isn't too great, is such that these things begin to start changing in a very positive way.
Well, we have a good example of that. We want to talk with your patient, Ellen, who is going to join us here in just a moment. She came in with some of these issues, didn't she?
She did. That's absolutely correct. And she, in a short period of time, saw some remarkable changes.
Well, let's talk to Ellen. One of Dr. Yardley's patients, Ellen Resilier, joins us from Federal Way. Hi, Ellen. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Well, it's great to have you on with us. Wanted to ask you, start by asking you, what was your situation before you met Dr. Yardley? Tell us about your pain, your condition.
Well, about a week before I came to see him, I fell because I have a bad leg, and I hit my head, or was going to hit it really hard, and I moved it, and I must have crinked my neck, and it just was really painful. And I had got a real bad headache, and my equilibrium was off, and I just felt terrible.
Did you have some? Did you have any problems with your walking after that, or your tingling or anything like that?
No tingling, but it, my equilibrium was. I had to be really careful and hold on to my walker.
That must have been pretty scary for you.
It was.
So you went and saw Dr. Lee Yardley at the Yardley Institute.
Yes.
Tell me what happened. What was that like for you?
Well, it was wonderful. After they got through with me, I felt much better. I still had a little, not dizziness, but an equilibrium problem. And my head was still hurting a little, but after about the second or third, I can't remember now. Anyway, it was better, and I haven't had a bad headache since then. And once in a while, if I walk too much or do too much, I kind of get my equilibrium off a little bit, but that's because of my leg.
Ellen, was it a difficult procedure? I mean, was it something where you felt, that you were being dragged through this torturous experience?
I didn't even know they were doing anything. It was so easy.
Dr. Yardley?
Yes. Now, Ellen, a couple of things. Now, you had problems with ringing in the ears. You've been having ringing in your right ear for about 6 months prior to coming to the Institute.
Yes.
And how's that been doing?
That's much better. Just once in a while, I don't know why, it just starts ringing and then it goes away. It's nothing like it was.
That's great. And then also you had numbness and pain in your foot, I believe.
My toes, yes.
Wow. And how's that doing?
I haven't had that since then I started coming to you either.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, and with the balance, you would sometimes feel like you were going to fall backwards, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's got to be scary. Really scary.
It is. It's very scary.
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
Now, so let me ask you this, Ellen. You know, you're obviously in a position to recommend Dr. Yardley or not recommend Dr. Yardley's work to other people. Where would you come down on this? Would you recommend his treatment to somebody else?
Oh, I definitely will. I have.
Oh, have you really?
Oh, yes.
What is it about yes, of course, it releases the pain, and that's a blessing, but is there something else about the procedure or about the people that you think is noteworthy?
Well, they're all very, very nice, and I am so thankful to have this help, feeling so much better. So I recommend them to anybody. That my daughter has migraines, and I keep trying to get her to go.
One of the things about Ellen is she's so bright and cheery when she comes in. She always has a smile for you, and we just love her.
Ellen, have you got anything else to add? How has this had an impact on your life? Are you out and about a little bit more than you were previously?
Well, yes. I'll go over to the mall and walk 2 to 3 hours about 3 times a week.
Wow.
And I got out and worked in the yard a little bit. I mean, I have a fence there I can lean on and pull a little few weeds. And I haven't done that for a long, long time.
Well, now you got to help me out here. When you hit your head and we're in that situation, would you have been able to go for the walk in the mall or work out in the yard at that point?
Well, if I had my walker and if somebody was with me, I did a few things like that. But not on my own. Now I go by myself.
So it sounds like you've been liberated, that you have more of an opportunity to live your life now.
Yes.
Well, that is just a great thing. Thank you for making the time to talk to us this morning.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to do it.
Thank you so much, Ellen. We really appreciate it.
Okay, Dr. Yardley.
You take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's amazing, Dr. Yardley, how your procedure can help someone, apparently of any age.
I see so many people that think that, well, I'm too old to be helped. And when I see people coming in mm-hmm. that are 80s, even 90s, and they're not saying die. They've got this problem and they want a solution for it. And it's amazing the ability that the body has of healing itself, regardless of age.
The website is yardleyinstitute.org, YARDLEY institute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Dr. Yardley, I was watching television the other night and I saw an ad for a new drug that supposedly treats restless leg syndrome.
Yes.
Which is, that seems pretty new to me. That hasn't always been around, has it?
Actually, it has been around.
Well, the malady has, but the drug has
the
not.
The drug has not. No, when I entered practice a number of years ago, I was very familiar with restless leg syndrome within the framework of my own profession.
Uh-huh.
But while it was prevalent, the cause of it was not widely known. We knew what it was, but most others didn't. The average general practitioner just generally blew it off. What it is, for those that may not have experienced it, is what happens is when you first go to bed, you can't keep your legs still. You keep moving them, and you keep moving them. And you feel that need to keep fidgeting and moving the legs around.
What causes that?
It actually is caused by irritation of nerves in the low back area.
Okay.
So because you're not feeling low back pain, you probably wouldn't realize that that actually is a connection between
those two. So now we have a drug to treat it. So end of story. Why are we talking about it?
Because the drug itself is not correcting the cause.
Really?
It's just treating effects.
All right.
You see.
So how about you talk to us about treating the cause?
Okay. Well, low back conditions, irritations of nerves down there, occur frequently because of mechanical displacements that occur down in that area.
Okay.
This can come about as a result of one leg being shorter than the other, one hip being higher than the other. And by shorter, I'm not talking anatomically shorter, but functionally shorter.
Okay.
And one of the things that we've found at the Institute is this connects directly with the brain-body connection being compromised. So we've found that once you correct that, a lot of this irritation of the nerves in the low back begins to disappear and the restless leg.
Hold it. Now, we've had this conversation before, but what you do is up around the neck.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about something down in the nether regions. How does upper above, working up there, work fixed down there?
No one area impacts the body globally more than the upper neck area.
Why?
Because you'll find that the control centers for virtually everything that goes on in the body are located in this area.
Okay.
So you'll find that if you've got an irritation in this area, it creates a tension throughout one side of the spine, and this creates distortion in the hips or the pelvis. And this is what starts creating a high hip, low hip, contracted leg, or a term we use for a functional short leg, and this results in displacements in the low back and problems developing in that area.
Mm-hmm. So have you had some success with the treatment of restless leg syndrome?
I haven't. In fact, I've actually experienced it myself.
Yeah.
Yes, I have experienced restless leg syndrome. One particular case comes to mind, and this was a lady that came to see me. She was in her late 50s and early 60s, probably one of the worst restless leg syndrome cases that I've ever seen
in
my
practice. Why was it so bad?
Because of how extensively it was impacting her life. See, the more classic case is going to come in and they'll talk about going to bed at night and having difficulty in, you know,
settling down,
because, yeah, exactly. And I've heard people using drugs. I've heard people using music, actually, to help control that. But in her particular case, it would start in the early evening, late afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was living with difficulty in being able to sit still and not get up and move around throughout the evening, on into going to bed. And this was really impacting her life tremendously.
She must not have been able to sleep much.
It did affect her sleep. Eventually, she was able to get to sleep, and she would be able to get a night's rest. In fact, this particular lady actually was registrar for the University of Washington for a number of years.
So she goes through your process, and it's all about aligning the cranium with the spine.
Right.
And unleashing the body's ability to heal itself.
Yes.
What happened?
For her, she experienced dramatic improvement. And in fact, I had the opportunity of taking care of both her and her husband for a number of years. And it reached a point where she was getting better and better. Although I must admit, it never completely went away.
Okay.
She still had some residuals of it, but it was running a good 70-80% better over what it had been. And we reached a point where we were only seeing the two of them a few times each year. And then ultimately what happened is the couple relocated down to, they were still in the state of Washington, but southeast, like right at the very corner of the state.
Yeah.
And it was very difficult for them to get up and continue with the care.
You have at least another case that you wanted to talk about too, didn't you?
Yes, we had another lady that came to see us, and she was younger. And one of the issues that she dealt with was restless leg syndrome that was affecting her on a nightly basis. Now, she was attempting to control this using nutritional approaches.
Mm-hmm.
So she was using calcium and magnesium, and these were helping helping her. These were giving her a degree of help with it, but clearly she knew that if she stopped taking that, then the problem would be right back again.
Sure.
And I took care of her over a number of years until she relocated down to Arizona. And she reported improvement of 90% in terms of her restless legs.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she did really, really well with that. And to the best of my knowledge, is doing just fine with it now, too.
So let's be really clear. This isn't a cure. You don't cure anything, do you?
Right. It's tapping into the body's inherent ability to heal itself and make that possible by correcting a very common cause to that not being able to occur.
If you have restless leg syndrome, if you have another malady, something that is causing you pain, why not pick up your phone and find out if you would be a good candidate for Dr. Yardley's procedure? For your own personal appointment, you get a series of painless, non-invasive tests that help them determine whether or not you should be a patient. It's easy. Just give them a call. 866-529-1105.